The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Just 2 days ago on Saturday night, we spoke of the rivalry between Clay and Pickett counties. We described the total community involvement, the raw emotion, and the fact that when these schools meet on the hardwood in the postseason, you're going to witness an instant classic. Well, all of that rings truer than ever this evening as Matt Walker's brought his 19-8 Lady Dogs on a 22-minute southeastward trek to Livingston, looking for a Monday night massacre of Brent Smith and his 21-2 Lady Bobcats, who traveled 23 minutes southwestward with intentions of continuing their season's District 7A dominance. Hold on to what you got, people, because it's about to get wild for the conference crown.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls' matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball's streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the CarQuest pregame show, folks. This is our 21st broadcast of the basketball season and the fourth time this postseason that we're high top Durward Von Gym at Livingston Academy. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited about the Lady Dogs' chances of capturing their third straight district tournament title tonight. Joe Sims will be joining us soon. With me now is a man who's already captured gold here at the Horizon Sports Network. He'll forever be the conference champion here as he leads the way in our sports coverage. On hand to broadcast his ninth District 7A championship game is Thomas Weaver.
Well, I hadn't thought about that, Daniel. We have done a few of these. We've been very fortunate to have great teams at Clay County. And, you know,
those boys and girls now.
True. And there's another title on the line tonight, just like you said, and we're here for it. The District 7A girls championship between Clay County and Pickett County should be a fun one, Daniel.
He should. Rematch of last year, Clay County trying to win three state. Pickett hadn't won one since 2018.
Yeah, like you said, this is familiar territory for Matt Walker and his Lady Dog team. They're looking for the three-peat, but it won't come easy against this version of Brent Smith's Lady Bobcats.
I know some folks have them the best team in single-A basketball.
It's hard not to agree with that. But, you know, we wouldn't be here getting ready for championship basketball without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough for getting on board a long time ago and sticking with us. And, of course, we also want to give a big shout-out to Making Trust and Curtis Collins of the Salina office. Daniel, they're providing video here for everybody to watch.
Absolutely. If you're not familiar, there's a special fee for these postseason games to carry that video. And a huge thank you to Making Trust tonight.
And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will be able to pick up a copy of that paper this week for coverage of last week's games. Of course, tonight's games will have to be in the next edition. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper. You know, the paper's not out yet. Be out there in a couple of days. And so we'll just summarize the Lady Dogs' big semifinal win. Lady Dogs' Hallie Buford turned the defensive struggle into an offensive highlight show with a second-half explosion to pace her team to a 45-37 victory in that semifinal contest over Clark Ranes. Buford posted 16 of her game-high 22 in the final two quarters to secure the 8-point Clay County victory. Her senior classmates, Bella Ashlock and Madison Hayes, also joined her in double figures with 11 and 10. And Ella Eads also had two in that big win, Daniel.
Yeah, it was a big win. You know, kind of unlocks the door to a lot of things. Hopefully, it'll come out of that region tournament, you know.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for all things Clay County, including basketball. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County for the District 7A Girls Championship here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Video footage tonight being provided courtesy of Macon Bank and Trust. Time for the Ashok and Strong Girls 7A update right here from Durward Vaughn Gymnasium at Livingston Academy. Starting off with District 7, we'll also look at District 8 in a moment. This tournament started last Tuesday night when the Gordonsville Tigerettes were defeated by Red Bull and Springs 43-30. Then on Thursday night, Pickett County beat Red Bull in 73-31. And also last Thursday night, Clay County ended up beating Clark Range 45-37, setting up this contest we're about to call. The 7A title game between the number one seed, Lady Bobcats, and the number two seed, Lady Bulldogs. We just witnessed the conclusion of the consolation game. Clark Range winners of that one, 43-22. Another slow start. The first half, 18-10, the halftime score in that one. Actually, Red Bullen was up 8-0 at one point before Clark Range battled back to, have 16 unanswered or something to go up 16-8, but not a very entertaining game, Thomas.
No, it wasn't, but, that's normally the recipe to beat the Lady Buffaloes, isn't it, Coach? Just didn't happen tonight.
That's right. That last game was, I think Red Bull went about two quarters and scored 2 points.
Yeah.
You know, it went from 8-0 to, 18-10 there at one time. And
as the halftime score, 18, yeah. They scored two then, in the second quarter, those coming on free throws.
And then I don't think they scored till late in the third quarter. It's third place game sometimes. You get one team a lot of times that really don't want to be there, you know. And Clark Range has been the team tonight, you know. But Red Bull, they didn't play near what they have against us either time this year. You know, they were just, it's like they didn't want to shoot the ball to me. You know, just pass, dribble, 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 dribble.
And, we've seen, you've talked about Red Bull, and not particularly this year's team, but Red Bull and teams of the past could dribble the air out of the ball.
Well,
and
this
they
year's
keep
no
doing
different.
That.
You know, they just dribble, 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 dribble. And
looking over at District 8, we see that on Saturday they played their title game. It was East Robertson, the Lady Indians. They're a top 10 AP team in the state. Of course, Clay County has met and beat them this year. But East Robertson won that title game 78-43 over Joe Burns. So they are the one seed. Joe Burns is the two seed. And then the consolation game, Merle Hyde chose to they didn't choose to. I'm sorry, Knowledge Academies chose to forfeit, not even play it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Merle Hyde's the three seed, Knowledge the four seed. So it makes me curious, will Knowledge Academies even attempt to play the winner of this contest. We know knowledge is the four seed.
I'd say probably not. If they didn't play that game, they probably won't play the – who knows. But
So, in other words, here in the district title game, you could be playing for a bye.
It very well could be if knowledge chooses to go ahead and not make the trip. I mean, you know, they didn't want to travel to East Robertson. I'm assuming that's where that district tournament was at. Didn't want to make that trip. Well, the trip to Birdstown or the trip to Salina is going to be further than that.
District tournament was held at Merrill Hyde.
Oh,
that
wasn't
even been a trip, really.
So it was essentially a home game that they forfeited.
Yeah, no, knowledge forfeited. The tournament was held at Merrill Heights.
I keep wanting to switch that.
Where's knowledge yet?
Thomas, you know
Antioch,
it all.
Antioch, I think.
Antioch?
Well, that's a pretty good drive from Antioch to Hendersonville, though. That's probably an hour drive.
But even, yeah.
That's closer than going all the way to East Robertson.
So we do know that Clark Grange is going to be taking on Joe Burns this coming Friday. We also know that Ribbon Springs will take on East Robertson this coming Friday. That wraps up the Ash Hawk and Strong Insurance Girls 7A update. Visit Mark and Sonny today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll shift right over and get into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. We'll be talking to Coach Sims about how Clay County can win this District 7A title game. Coach, a rematch from 1 year ago. Clay County's won two in a row. Pickett County got to be hungry. They have not won a District 7A tournament since 2018. Got beat by the Lady Dogs last year in this game. You know they're coming into this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're the favorites. They've only lost two games all year. Both of them were to Cumberland County, and they beat us twice. So they're definitely the favorite, but it's – you know, we could win. You know, it's not wouldn't be totally out of the question. You know, we pulled a whole lot bigger upset than this would be, I guarantee you. You know, we got to kind of control Nicholas a little. We can't let her go completely off like she did the last time we played, get 30-something. And I thought we turned the ball over too much early against them the first time. It led points, got us in a big hole. But, you know, he decided to kind of Derek Keesley and Aminette to shoot and try to help on others, and that didn't work out real well. So he says they're going to guard them all tonight some. So, you know.
That'd be a good idea. A second meeting on January 23rd in Birdstown. Lady Bobcats 14 of 34 from 3-point, 41% in May 14th.
Yeah, and Keesley hit like 4 or 5. You know, she had like 617 points. You know, you can't let one girl get that many points and not Gardner, you know. So, different game plan. You know, hopefully we can be making some shots, and it'll be a good ball game.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home Girls starting lineups. The Lady Bobcats visiting team wearing those white travel jerseys, yellow numerals on them, trimmed in black. 21-2 record on the season, the number one seed. They ride a 17-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Pickett County, a senior number 12, Allie Aminette. Senior number 13, Ella Kate Keeson. Sophomore number 30, Zoe Nicholas. Junior number 33, Emmy Lowe. And a junior number 44, Callie Reeder. Of course, their head coach, Brent Smith, in his 29th season overall. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the visiting team tonight, black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Their head coach, Matt Walker, 8 seasons overall. Starting for Clay County tonight, they are the number 2 seed in this tournament. A senior number 1, Maddie Hayes. Senior number 2, Bella Ashoff. Senior number 11, Kendall Matthews. Senior number 21, Hallie Buford. And a junior, scratch that, and rather than Matthews, a sophomore, number 24, Ella Eads, rather than Matthews. Rounding out the lineup, a junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Time for District 7A championship basketball on the girls' side. Coach Walker appearing in his 6th title game. Has a 2-3 title game record. Coming into tonight's action, has won the last 2 straight, lost this game in 18, 19, and 21. Going for 3 in a row, and it's Buford controlling the tip. Clay County opens up hot. Hallie Buford from right wing. 3 to none.
I think somebody made a defensive mistake there, but leaving her wide open.
Yeah, just a trap out here on the perimeter, and Buford wide open in the corner.
Pickett County on the first offensive possession. Nicholas had 31 the last time these teams met. She had the right wing, gave it up to Lowe. Lowe going to drive against Ashlong. Bella doing a nice job with Emmy, as she always does. Lowe kicks to Reeder in the corner, swings back to Aminette. Aminette going to reset out top against Ella Eads and gives it back to Lowe. Clay County does such a good job matching up defensively with these Lady Bobcats, perhaps better than anybody in the state.
Yeah, you saw Bella Ashlark right there just stone Emmy Lowe at the rim, Daniel. Buford with the rebound.
Clay County looking to extend this 3-0 lead here. Ashlark to the hole against Reeder. Shots up, no good. Rebound out to Aminette. Aminette's ball taken away by Wicks. Wicks to Ashlark. Ashlark in the paint. 6-foot floater, no good. Kept alive by Wicks. Lacey with it. Back to Bella. Baseline jumper. Good.
Finally got it.
5-0. Black, purple, and gold in front.
What about Lacey Wicks, guys? 2 second chance opportunities for her team.
She's been playing really good lately.
Yes, she has. It's had a huge postseason so far. Pickett County looking for their first points. Lady Dogs up 5-0. Emmy Lowe with it. Free throw range jumper. No good. Rebound out of Eads. The sophomore puts it to the floor. Crosses the timeline. Sets up at right wing. Goes through the legs and resets. Kicks to Buford. Buford going to drive his whistle. Whoa, offensive foul call. I believe Maddie Hayes. No, not Hayes.
Wicks.
Wicks. Illegal screen?
Must have been. I was watching the ball. Maybe she won't get another quick, and she's sometimes kind of prone to getting foul trouble.
2 minutes gone in this first quarter. 5-0 the score. Clay County in front. Pickett County looking for their first point. Aminette drives inside, kicks to low, wide open three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Ella Eads. Eads with her second rebound in this one already. The sophomore point guard works against another sophomore, Zoe Nicholas. Nicholas named the District 7A MVP as Maddie Hayes shoots from left side, no good.
Get in there.
Regathered and scores. Brent Smith calling a timeout. Clay County 7, Pickett County 9. 5:35 mark, first quarter.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A Championship. Clay County off to a fast start. They're up 7-0 early in this one. Live video feed being brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust.
All black, purple, and gold in this one so far. Just what the doctor ordered, Coach Sims. Nicholas missed another three. Rebound Hayes. Maddie gives to Bella. Bella going to come across the timeline. Works it right wing against Lowe. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Buford. How they going to drive? Gets called for the travel. No, a foul going to be called.
We got lucky there. I thought she walked too.
Foul on the floor.
Well, a little hip check bump is kind of what got her off balance there.
Not sure which Lady Bobcat got the foul. Hayes on the inbound baseline drive. Kicks it across the paint to Wicks. Reeder comes up with it. And now a foul called against Ashlock, I believe. Nope, Wicks picks up her second.
That ain't good.
And we see freshman Jenna Thompson.
They told me if Wicks had to come out, he was going to go with her. She's evidently a really good defender.
Well, I watched her play a lot in junior high, and the freshman, very athletic. Brought in to be a defender against Nicholas, I presume, here.
Yeah.
Going to face guard her. So Thompson with a big opportunity in this District 7A title game. We've essentially not seen her all year, Coach.
No, not crunch time. I mean,
Kelly Reeder called for the foul. Everything going Clay County's way except Wicks with the two personals.
Yeah,
this is where the Lady Dogs have got to take advantage, guys.
Yeah, we know.
They're up 7-0, nothing going Pickett County's way. Got to extend this to double figures and keep pouring it on.
Kick it.
Eads with it down low, tried to get to Hayes, knocked out of bounds by Pickett.
Bounce pass right there, probably got it there, but.
Pickett County, a 17-game win streak coming into tonight's contest. To me, that kind of hurts them a little, having that big, huge, long win streak. Buford with it on the inbound. Shot blocked by Ella Kate Kieslin. Was Kieslin, Kieslin named the defensive MVP of the league this year, the senior for Pickett County.
Yeah, and probably mostly because of her defense against Hallie Buford, guys. She makes Buford work for it. But still, Hallie's had some big games in the second half once she adjusts to that defense.
Certainly. Ashok with it. Drives. Gives to Hayes. Hayes right side of the lane. Shot up. No good. Ashok right now. Put back.
Oh, Bella.
Coach Sims, we are halfway through this first quarter. Pickett County zero right
That's
now.
Good. We want to keep it that way.
9-0. Clay County in front. 4:08 mark. And I know Coach Smith bound to be getting a little nervous even though it's early. Any hole finally the bucket. 9-2. Clay County in front by 7. Buford, left wing, brings it back out up top, going to reset, gives to Eads. Ella going to drive the left side. Penetrates, floater, no good. Rebound, Hayes, put back in there. Ashlock and Hayes dominating the paint early. Clay County looking for the upset win here tonight. Pickett County 21-2 on the year. Clay County 19-8. Emmy Lowe again from the free throw range distance. 4 points on the night for Pickett County, all of them along to the junior point guard, Emmy Lowe.
Yeah, and you see Bella Ashlock going under the screen. She's going under the screen there with Emmy Lowe. Lowe taking advantage, knocking down the free throw jumper.
Kendall Matthews checking into the contest. On the floor for Coach Walker right now, we got Baylor Walden, Kendall Matthews, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, and Jenna Thompson. First time this year we've seen this particular lineup.
Yeah.
3 minutes left in this first quarter. 11-4 the score. Clay County, the 7-point lead. Inside to Reeder. Reeder posted up against Walden, scores from left side. And that's something Maddie Hayes does a great job of when she's in, is keeping Reeder under control.
Yeah, she's got a little size where Baylor doesn't have.
Ashok with it. 10-foot jumper. Yes.
Shot.
Bella, a 4-year starter for Clay County, looking to help her team win their third straight District 7A title here. Emmy Lowe adds another bucket for Pickett County. Lady Bobcats seeking their first title since 2018. Ashok ahead to Matthews, out to Walden. Walden a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Emmy Lowe. First time these teams met on January the 5th, Walden had 16 points.
Rebound.
Several of them coming on three-pointers. Offensive foul called against Zoe Nicholas.
Good, I didn't see it, but I'll take it.
Both of these fan bases came ready tonight, Coach.
Yeah, that's right.
Biggest crowd we've seen, too, here for this District 7A tournament on championship night.
You know, but still, it doesn't compare to the crowds we used to draw.
I agree.
You
know. This side, only about one-third capacity. Now, that home side over there, pretty full.
Yeah.
Who's the foul call on?
Actually, a travel by Thompson right there on the kick.
Thompson's done a good job defensively. She checks back out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see Zoe Nicholas going to the bench with two fouls, Daniel, and that's why you see Thompson also leaving the ballgame.
L.K. Keys in three-pointer left side, no good.
Yeah.
Kept alive by Pickett. Addie Lowe comes up with it. Gives off to sister Amy and a foul call against Natalie Smith. Very little contact. But I didn't have a great view. On the floor right now for Clay County. We see Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashon, Natalie Smith, and Ella Eads. Lacey Wicks on the bench with two personal fouls. Kelly Reeder, three-pointer left side, good. 13-11 now. Clay County leads by 2. They have led the entirety of this contest. We're up 9-0 before Pickett County got on the board. Three-pointer from Eads ends up going out of bounds. Tiki, can he take him back over? Minute 18 left in this first quarter.
Yeah, you had to know the Lady Bobcats are going to make a run at this, Daniel, and that's what they're doing. Clay County just got to maintain. Stay calm here.
That's right. Piggott with it. 1 minute left in this opening quarter. Addie Lowe, right side, kicks over to Emmy. Emmy drives, layup, good.
Tie ball game.
13-13, 45 seconds left here in this opening quarter. Freshman Natalie Smith with it, looks over to 8-year veteran head coach Matt Walker, gets the call. Down to 35 seconds. Smith being defended by Addie Lowe. Lowe brings the pressure now. Buford sets a screen. Maddie Hayes with it left wing back to Smith. Down to 20 seconds here into the first. Tie ball game 13-13. Addie Lowe closes in. Going to have to get separation. And a foul called against Addie Lowe. And I didn't even see that one.
Our bodies are a little.
Good. Tough call there against the Lady Bobcats. Coach Smith doesn't like it either over on the sideline, Daniel.
Caught it right in front of him.
They did. You know, veteran crew right here. Folks we're used to seeing. Got veteran official Dyer on the floor tonight. Another local guy, I think, maybe out of Tompkinsville. So that's good to see.
Absolutely. Bella Ashlock inside. Get in there. Nice inbound. Hayes with a good entry pass. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Emmy Lowe across the timeline. Top of the key. Now drives to the hoop. Kicks it outside to Reeder. Three-pointer at the buzzer is good. Tiki County takes their first lead of the contest on the last shot of the first quarter. We go into the first break. Tiki County 16, Clay County 15.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship being presented by Macon Bacon Trust, where Clay County trails Piggott County by one. It's 16-15 in Lady Bobcat favor. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by 8 first quarter points from Bella Ashlock. Madison Hayes has 4. Hallie Buford, 3. Emmy Lowe and Callie Reeder both with 8 points for their Piggott County 16 in the first quarter. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Piggott County opens the second quarter with the basketball. They work at the hoop to our left. During this first half of play, Clay County been shooting at the hoop to our right. 16-15, Callie Reeder, the big three-pointer from left corner as the buzzer sounded on the first quarter, giving them this one-point lead. Aminette with it down low. Kicks outside. L.K. Keyson, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Lacey Wicks. She's knocked to the ground. Didn't seem to bother anybody, though. Eads with it. Gives to Ashlock. 10-foot jumper, no good. Hayes did not come up with the rebound. Addie Lowe does. The sophomore, Addie, gives to her junior sister, Emmy. Emmy going to drive into the paint. She's denied access by Ashlock. Three-pointer by Aminette, no good. Rebound by Buford. Here we go. Fast break, 2-on-1, Wicks with it, to the rack, going to be fouled. Lacey Wicks going to the free throw line. Wicks on the season has continued to improve from the free throw line up to 44% on the season coming into tonight's action. First one's away, no good. Junior Kaylee Tompkins going to check in. His senior Addie Aminette checks out. Piggott County, only 2 seniors on the team, Aminette and Kiesling. So they return the core of this squad. Wicks misses the second rebound. Ashlock down low to Hayes. Shot good. Maddie making those buckets tonight from down low.
I mean, you got to hit those uncontested pretty much.
Clay County back in front, 17-16. 1 point the advantage. Weeks going to check out. Baylor Walden checking in. Weeks has two personals. No other Clay Countyan with more than one. 6:51 mark, second quarter, 17-16, Lady Dogs up. Low on the inbound, right wing, kicks to Tompkins at left wing, swung to Keeson in the corner, three-pointer, in and out, no good, rebound, Buford, off the Hayes deflection.
He's got Nicholas out, hasn't he?
Haley opened up the contest with a big three-pointer from right wing. He's not fired another triple since. Going to drive to the left block, jump ball called. Coach Smith wanted an offensive foul against Buford when Keeson went to the floor. More of the feet getting tangled up, though.
Yeah, kind of the first touch Buford has seen since that opening three-pointer as, Keeson been denying her the ball. Ashlock been doing well on the offensive end, so.
Yep, she did again.
Inbound play to Ashlock. Baseline jumper from 8 feet out. That's two more points. Bella getting close to double figures here. Addie Lowe adds a three-pointer from right wing. And that's what you see with Pickett County. They bring in Addie Lowe and the Tompkins girl, Kaylee Tompkins, and they don't drop off any.
No, they got seven good ones.
Tied it back up at 19, Daniel.
Buford going to go to the free throw line, shooting two.
Tompkins girl, she started last year, I think, didn't
she? Yeah.
Nicholas came off the bench as a freshman.
They switched Nicholas. Nicholas came in as a reserve freshman year.
And the low girl, she came off the bench a lot last year. She's like a starter.
Yeah, she'd start for any other team in the district. Buford good on the first free throw. ...82% free throw shooter on the season. Misses that second one. Addie Lowe, the rebound. Works it out to her sister, Emmy. Emmy now going to dribble down the right wing for Pickett County. Kicks back to Addie. Clay County in front by one, 20-19. Addie Lowe to the hoop. Misses the layup. Rebound. Hallie Buford. Buford out. They pass to Ashlock. Bella to the hoop. Going to score. Bella Ashlock putting on a show.
She's playing about as good as I've seen her.
Looking really good. Got the mid-range jumper going, got the defense going, got the layup going. Playing like a four-year starter, a senior, who's wanting to win her third straight district title. Isolation drive. Ashlock gives off to Matthews. Matthews to Walden. Baylor thought about the three. I wish he'd have fired it. Got a good shot from back there. Instead, spinning floater ends up going out of bounds. Pickett County taking over. Yeah, Walden back on January the 5th, you know, that's a game Clay County lost
like
by four.
Four threes that game, didn't you?
Yeah. Final score of that one, Pickett County 50, Clay County 46. Now, Pickett led by as much as 17 points before Baylor Walden came in. Had a huge third quarter. Like Coach Sims just said, Walden hit four three-pointers in that game. And now Addie Lowe hits her second three-pointer of this game. Puts Pickett back tied up, 22-22. One of the tighter games Pickett's been a part of this year. They've won 17 straight, and a lot of times they've won by a whole lot. Buford misses. Walden misses the putback. Reader the rebound. Works it out to Keesling. Keesling the low. Low gives to her sister, Addie. She fires another three. No good. Rebound, Emmy Lowe. Gives back to Addie and Thomas, the Lowe sisters, dominating these last couple minutes of game.
Yeah, and dominating the boards, too. Second chance opportunity. Emmy Lowe driving and going to the free throw line right there. She's just so good off the bounce, Daniel. Either pulling up at the free throw line or taking it to the rack.
She is good. As you talked about, Thomas, we do a really good job with her. Looking at the two games this year, Lowe had 2 points. In the big win in Bergstown, 79-53, they blew us out, beat us by 26. Emmy Lowe held the 2 points in that one. Of course, Zoe Nicholas had 31. It didn't really matter. Their win in Salina, 8 points for Emmy Lowe.
Yeah, she hadn't really killed us this year.
And, you know, I don't keep up with every game they play, but she's 20-plus, I think, on the night.
It's hard to see a box. You can't see a box score anymore, so you don't know how much anybody scores.
That's right.
Tennessee didn't quit carrying anything.
Halfway through this second quarter. Step back three. Oh. Buford, good. Hallie Buford created separation, pulled a quick trigger. Addie Lowe fires a three, no good. Rebound Ashok, Bella with it. Clay County up by two, 25-23. 3:35 mark, second quarter. Buford going to be fouled by Tompkins. Kaylee Tompkins picks up a personal.
Yes, see Keesling on the bench, the last two possessions for Clay County, a Buford three, and then a foul against her right there. So Hallie's got to take advantage here. One-on-one.
Has Keesling got fouls, or he just got her out?
I just got her out. I don't have her for maybe just one is all I've got her for. Natalie Smith.
Oh,
a big three, knocking it down. You think about Smith more as a ball handler and a defensive player, showing she can shoot the three ball, too.
She's hit it some this year.
Yeah.
Clay County surges ahead by five here, Daniel.
28-23, 3:05 left in the second. Classic contest we've got going here.
Oh,
we knew it would be good. We didn't know it would be this good, though. Emmy Lowe called for the personal. Coach Smith taking a 30-second timeout, 2:58 mark. Second quarter, Clay County up by five, 28-23.
Time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A Championship game being presented by Macon Bacon Trust, where Clay County's built a five-point lead. They're up 28-23, a little under 3 minutes left here in the first half, Daniel. And, you know, Clay County has really played well so far here tonight, and, you know, Piggott County threw a punch, but Clay County's battled back.
Thomas, I predicted Clay County to win this one a couple days ago. If
you
recall, so far they're looking sharp. Hallie Buford step back on a long two-pointer.
Oh,
no good. Rebound Addie Lowe. Yeah, Coach Sims, you know, Nicholas had a lengthy time on the bench. She's back on the court
now.
She might have two personals. Baseline jumper by the sophomore. Two personal fouls. Okay. Take away by Amy Lowe, creating another opportunity for Piggott. Eads appears to be shaken up. Nicholas comes up with a bucket just like that, 28-25. Clay still enjoying a three-point lead, though. Freshman Natalie Smith, right wing, gives to Eads her three-pointer.
Oh.
Yeah! Sophomore Ella Eads. And Coach Sims, to win a big game like this final contest against the highly touted Piggott County, as Emmy Lowe answers with a three-pointer. It takes folks like Smith and Eads contribute to him scoring too, doesn't it?
That's right.
Can't be just one or two girls doing it all tonight. Got to be a group effort, and we're seeing that so far from this Clay County offensive unit. Maddie Hayes has a lot of points. Bella Ashok, a lot of them. Maddie Hayes, two more out there. 33-28, 5 points the lead for Clay County. Minute 30 left in this second quarter. Tompkins with it, left corner inside the Reader. 3 seconds sort to be called, but it's going to be a foul against Hayes instead. Reader had kind of camped out down there in the paint. Her first personal. So she can play pretty rough still, Thomas.
Yeah, she can. And that's what we need to see on the defensive end for Clay County.
Emmy Lowe out top on the inbound. Minute 25 and ticking. Ashlock defending Lowe. Good matchup there. Going to fire the three. Good. Bella, let her shoot it.
Yeah.
Kind of curious.
I
guess Bella was more worried about the dribble drive from Lowe and let her shoot the three. Maddie Hayes firing a long two-pointer. Missed it all. Goes out of bounds off of Ashoff. Minute four left in this second quarter. Still a two-point lead for Clay County. Clay County has led pretty much the entirety of this thing. It has been tied. Pickett had took a one-point lead at one time, but primarily Clay County with an advantage. 33-31 right now. Black, purple, and gold up by two. 50 seconds left in the second. Reeder inside, scores. Tied up, 33-33. Buford to Eads. Eads across the timeline to Hayes at left wing. Maddie going to drive into the paint. Going to be called a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring Pickett County. Seems like we've gotten out of sorts a little bit the last couple minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just got to credit Pickett County, guys. I mean, they're playing really well responding to the runs that the Lady Bulldogs have had.
They're going to hold it for the last shot.
Emmy Lowe just across the timeline, letting time tick. Now at 20 seconds. Coach Smith crouched over in front of his bench, hollering at his girls. Down to 10 seconds. Tied up, 33-33. District 7A title game into the second quarter out here. Five seconds on the clock. Addie Lowe out top. Fires a three. No good. Rebounded put back by Nicholas at the buzzer. No good. We finished the first half where we started. Both teams evened up. It's not 0-0 any longer, though. 33-33 here at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the girls District 7A championship game, where Clay County and Piggott County are tied up at 33 here at halftime. Live video being brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust here on the Horizon Sports Network on championship night. And this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, and it's time for the first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County fell behind by one at the end of the first quarter after they jumped out to a 9-0 lead early on. Piggott County made a run and then took their first lead of the ball game on a big three-pointer at the buzzer to go up 16-15. Then Clay County outscored them by one in the second quarter, 18-17, to tie it up at 33 here at the break. For Piggott County, they're being led by Emmy Lowe, 15 first-half points. Callie Reeder has 10, so that's two in double figures for the Lady Bobcats. Addison Lowe has six, two big three-pointers. And Zoe Nicholas, who had over 30 the last time out against the Lady Dogs, being held to 2 points here tonight. Clay County, being led by Bella Ashlock. She's got a cool dozen, 12 points here at halftime. Madison Hayes has eight, Hallie Buford, seven. L.A. each three, and Natalie Smith, three, off the bench. Again, this game is tied at 33 here in the Girls District 7A Championship game at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out the new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show from Livingston Academy District 7A girls title game, 33-33 here at the break. It has been an outstanding contest. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 1992, head coach Joe Sims and his 23-5 Lady Dogs went into the district championship game against Upperman. A dominant 20-point victory, 57-37, gave Sims his first conference crown and kept the Black and Gold Ladies rolling as they beat all opponents, including Upperman, in a region title rematch until they did fall by just a few points in the program's first state championship appearance. What player recorded 5 assists to go along with 5 steals in that district title win over Baxter? We'll repeat that question. If you think you know the answer, send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. I'm not going to reread it because we have a correct answer. Listener Melissa Smith right on top of it. She says, Sonya Smith, Coach Sims, one of those early great guards you had, one of the all-time greats. And so congratulations there to Melissa Smith. She is the winner of tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge. I'll read this outro. We'll let Coach Sims talk for just a minute here. Melissa will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Coach Sims, it's been about, 32 years ago, but I'm sure you remember it well.
Well, I remember beating them. I don't remember a whole lot about the game. You know, it's been a long time, a lot of games. But, yes, Sonia, she was capable of getting 5 steals and 5 assists any game. You know, she's a good player.
Inadvertent buzzer there to start this third quarter. Clay County going to be on the offensive here, 33-33. Of course, that's the first of 7. District titles that Coach Sims won, 7-5 in these title games, Coach. So playing in one of the state's toughest districts. We've got all kinds of stuff happening here, and Thomas.
We threw it away, and they scored. We fouled them.
Of course, had that inadvertent buzzer to start the quarter, kind of messed our momentum up. And
that's Lacey Wicks. Clean block there, it looked like to me, but she picks up her third foul. Sending Nicholas to the line.
Nicholas hits the free throw. The first of 2. It was not an and one.
No, I guess the shot didn't go in. I thought it did.
2 points the lead for Pickett County, 35-33.
It's their biggest lead, I think.
Yeah. Hattie going to bring it across the timeline. Clay County with a great first half. Needing to come out and continue that momentum here. Ashok down low, gives to Hayes, 4-foot floater.
Get in there.
Good.
We needed that.
Heads up play by Bella there.
Yeah.
Having to go to the floor to collect it.
Lots of other guesses on the hotline, Daniel. I don't know if I got that out yet or not. But
go ahead and share some if you can. As Emmy Lowe takes a jumper, it's good. Pick it back in front, 37-35. This game may be so good back and forth, Thomas may not be able to share some of the others tonight. We appreciate all of our responders, though. I'm sure others were correct.
That's the way it was the other night. We got the answer. Never got to mention anyone else because the game between Clay County and Pickett County was so good, and we're seeing the same thing here.
It's the way these postseason games are apt to be. 6:50 mark of this third quarter. 37-35, Pickett County with a 2-point lead here. Low jumper from left block. Just wide open. How do we let her be so open?
I don't know.
We're going underneath.
We get about 5 of them.
Dropping underneath the pick. Every time Reeder kind of collapsing down, just sealing the whole thing off. Low shooting free throws out there.
Going to have to fight through it or go over the top one. Buford with it. Top of the key. Gives to Ashok. Bella going to reset. Now down low to Hayes. Hayes shot good. Maddie Hayes having a big night.
Man.
Bella Ashok with a nice entry pass assist there. down to that left block post of Maddie Hayes. 37-39. Make it now 41-37. Is that Yamanette? That's a bucket. One of her first. Maybe her first.
It is.
Back to a four-point lead for Pickett County. Ashok going to drive. Knocked to the floor is Bella. Fouls on the floor. Hallie Buford inbound off to our left from the baseline. Wicks on the inbound, swings to Eads. Now back to Buford, the right wing. Hallie going to drive. Yeah. Running floater, good.
Guard somebody down here.
41-39. Need a good defensive stand here. Lacey Wicks picks up another one.
Oh, that's cheap.
That's her four, Thomas. If you say she got the foul earlier in this quarter?
She did.
Yep, it's four.
Lacey's going to have to sit for a while. We see freshman Jenna Thompson checking back in for her, ready to face guard Zoe Nicholas. Nicholas has been held in check in this one by Wicks and Thompson so far. Bella Ashok going to be called for a foul. Her second personal, I believe.
I think Lowe's kidding us. I mean, talked earlier. She hadn't really done much either time, but she's killing us tonight.
She's shooting for her 20th points here.
20th?
That's the line, guys.
Has never done that against Clay County. Does it against most people. And she gets that 20th point.
She's a lot better than I thought she was.
She's good. She's really good. 42-39. Make it 43-39. Emmy Lowe in the zone here. 4 points the lead for Pickett County. 5:20 mark of the third. Buford with it. Right wing defended by Keesley. Hallie going to drive. Kicks inside to Bella. Bella kicks over to Thompson. Thompson shot up. No good, but she's fouled. So the freshman going to the free throw line. I'm curious to see if she has even attempted any this year. Yes, a 50% free throw shooter, 2 of 4 on the season coming into tonight.
Maybe she can hit them.
Biggest minutes of the freshman's career. Thompson.
Oh, I thought he was going.
Hitting, had a good line on it. Hit the right side of the rim.
Nah.
Distance was good.
Yeah, you know she's scared to death. I mean, just playing in this big game. I mean, where she hadn't played all year hardly. She's doing really good.
Against the
Made that one.
Of course, Pickett, I think, ranked the number 2 team in the final AP poll in single-A girls basketball. So a 3-point game, Pickett 43, Clay 40. Air ball, Kelly Reeder will take it.
Yeah, got to stop.
Reeder, post player, but a very, very sound 3-point shooter typically. Usually she will not have an air ball like that.
She doesn't hit, what, 2 or 3 threes?
Yeah, hit that one from the left corner to end the first quarter. Gave Pickett a 16-15 lead at the time. Maddie Hayes got an answer. Long two-pointer.
She might be playing the best game she's ever played. I don't want to jinx her, but, man, she's been automatic tonight almost.
Just has a really serious look in the eye, does Maddie Hayes tonight. 43-42. Clay trailing by one. Pickett trying to extend this lead. Amanette going to drive inside. Gives the Reader. She's been camped out in the paint for at least 10 seconds. They just start watching that, I believe. Foul called on the floor.
Call it tight.
Reader, a junior, has it on the inbound play from left block. Barrels her way over. Walden misses the shot. Rebound Buford. Jump ball called. Possession arrow in favor of Pickett. Clay County letting Pickett just out-muscle them right there on that play.
Yeah.
4:18 mark of the third. Pickett up by one. 43-42 rematch of last year's district title game when Clay County had a big win down in Gainesboro. Reader out top, hands to low. Pickett looking for their first tournament title since 2018 here in District 7. Nicholas on the inbound gets around Thompson and scores.
Great adjustment by Coach Smith right there. Had
posted.
Nicholas post up Jenna Thompson underneath, and she can score from down there, Daniel.
Thompson with it, left wing, call for the travel. 3:50 mark of the third. 45-42. Pickett looking to extend this thing to a two-possession lead. Pickett winners a 17 straight. Lady Bobcats a very good offensive team. In 14 of their 23 games this year, they've scored 70-plus. Their highest tally was 98. They scored that against Gordonsville. Takeaway for Clay County. Good defense. Buford comes up with a loose ball.
Yeah, good job by Buford doubling down and getting a hand on that one, Daniel. Behind the back.
Going to go down, have it swatted away. Emmy Lowe swats it away, comes away with it. Layup is good. Pick it up by five. Timeout taken by Mount Walker. 3:14 mark of the third. Pickett County 47, Clay County 42.
Sides.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A Championship. Clay County trails by 5, 47-42 to Pickett County. Live video being presented by Macon Bank and Trust, Daniel.
Maddie Hayes with it right wing. Clay County trailing by 5. Biggest deficit of the night for the black, purple, and gold. That's just how tight this game has been. They have not trailed by more than 5. Ashlock with it, left wing, drives, spins, travels. Good defense by Pickett.
It was. I mean, you saw the double team on the spin move there as Ashlock kind of trying to force one in there.
Pickett County back with it, trying to extend on this five-point lead. 2.5 minutes left in the third, inside to Reeder. Once again, I wish they'd watch her. She's setting up shop in the middle of the paint. I know you can get away with that, but
we need to score. It's going to get away from us.
Clay trailing by 7, 49-42. Walden with it. Top of the key. Kicks to Matthews. Matthews going to be laid off. Up fires a three. No good. First shot of the night by Matthews. Hopefully she'll heat up on the next one. Emmy Lowe drives, scores, and draws the foul. Clay County going to have to stop the bleeding here.
Yeah. It's went from.
Coach Walker calling a timeout. I know you can hear the Pickett County crowd.
1-9 in about a minute.
2:05 mark of the third. 51-42. Pick it up.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A Championship being presented by Macon Bank and Trust. Pickett County on an 8-0 run. Emmy Lowe at the line to try to make it 9, Daniel, in a double-digit lead.
Lowe misses the free throw. Rebound Hayes. Sorry about the camera work there, folks. Ashok with it. Comes down. Clay County needing a bucket here. Bella going to drive. Strip to the ball. Reeder comes up with it. Hands to Lowe. Lowe pushing hard across the timeline. Going for the hoop. Shots up. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella quickly. One-on-one. Ashlock against Reeder. Going to take her inside. 10-foot floater. Good.
Good.
Huge bucket right there for Ashlock.
Yep. Nicholas now quickly to the hoop. No, foul on the floor against Kendall Matthews.
That's good. You ain't shooting.
Oh.
He is shooting.
Five.
Going to the line to shoot two for the bonus.
Over the limit.
First one's away. Good. 52-44. 8 points the lead. Kendall Matthews and Becker Walden checking out. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Buford, Hayes, Eads, and Smith. Second free throw away by Nicholas. It's good. Back to a 9-point game here. 53-44. Smith on the inbound. Freshman's going to bring it across the timeline where she'll be picked up by Aminette. Natalie going to drive inside, circles back out. Minute 20 on the clock here in the third. Gives off to Eads. Ella inside to Ashlock. Bella backs her up. Kicks it outside to Smith. Three-pointer. Good!
Big shot.
Natalie Smith, her second three-pointer of the night. Minute 5 left here. Need to stop defensively. 6 points the difference, 53-47. Ashlock goes under the screen. Lowe does not pull the trigger, though. Going to hand off to Nicholas.
They'll probably,
50 seconds in the quarter. Back to Lowe. Lowe going to drive the right side. Offensive foul going to be called. Abby Eads taking the charge. Ella Eads, not Abby. Abby's her older sister.
Huge plays by the young players from Clay County in big-time moments right there. The big three from Natalie Smith and then the charge by Ella Eads, Daniel. And Clay County had to have something go right.
Yeah.
Had to have something happen. And it has.
Get a score here and go in down four. That'd be huge.
6 points the difference. 53-47. 35 seconds left here in the third. Buford out top. Defended by Lowe. Dribbles behind the back. Uses an Eads screen. Steps back. Drives again, loses the handle, but a foul call. Aminette picks up her third personal. Buford to inbound, 26 and a half seconds on this third quarter call. Hallie back with it off the inbound. Fires a three, short. Rebound Eads, that'll win it. Got a fire the three of her own, has plenty of time. Oh, yeah!
That's big. Man, we need to stop right here.
3 points the difference now. 53-50. Sophomore Ella Eads with a big finish to this third quarter. Logan, a fire one at the buzzer.
Pull it, good.
Put back. It's not in time.
Oh, man. Boy, that's a nice finish.
Yes, it was.
9-10-3 or 9-3 or something.
Third quarter ends here at Durward Vaughn Gymnasium in the District 7A title game. Piggott County up by three, 53-50.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the girls District 7A championship game where Clay County trails by three, 53-50 to Piggott County. Live video being brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply as we head into the fourth quarter. For the Lady Dogs, Hallie Buford has 9, Bella Ashlock and Madison Hayes both with 14, Ella Eads and Natalie Smith both with 6. 4 3-pointers between the two players. This Lady Dog scoring center has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
It certainly is a lot. Three-pointer taken by Buford, no good to open up the fourth. Piggott County back with it. They have a 3-point lead, 53-50. Nicholas with it, defended by Smith. Kicks the low, now to Reeder at left wing. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Hayes, Eade, Smith, and Buford. The Lowe sisters, Reeder, Aminette, and Nicholas on the floor for Pickett. Lowe sets a screen for Lowe. Indio, the jumper, rattles around, no good. Rebound out of Eads. Clay Kenny with a chance here to cut this to a one-point game. Maybe tie it up, 53-53. Buford, three, wide of the mark. Rebound, Smith. Smith to Hayes. Hayes shot, no good. Smith, another rebound. Foul called against Zoe Nicholas.
Good.
Natalie Smith playing huge here, Coach.
Well, she is. Can't believe Maddie missed that shot. She's made them all right there tonight, but happens.
Third personal for Nicholas. The freshman, not really a freshman anymore here in the postseason. She's played a lot this year. And looks pretty seasoned out there tonight.
You'll see Emmy Lowe matched it with Buford here in the fourth quarter, Daniel. We'll see how that matchup works out.
Get in there. Ooh, oh, nice man. Like there we go.
The
battle against
Daddy Lowe. Had a great move, just did not go down. And now Buford going to get the personal foul, and Emmy Lowe going to go to the line to shoot two. She's got over 20 on the night.
Yeah, she headed into the fourth quarter with 25 under her belt, Daniel, shooting for 26 and 7. Also in double figures, Callie Reeder has a cool dozen. Zoe Nicholas, for the big third quarter, has 8.
After having 31 the last time the teams met, so those who have been defending Nicholas have done a good job tonight. At times, it's been freshman Jenna Thompson in there defending Nicholas. Of course, Lacey Wiggs has had to sit a lot tonight, has 4 personals, and has since early third quarter.
Yeah.
6:45 left in this fourth quarter. As Lowe hits the free throws, makes it a 5-point game, 55-50. Clay County needing to cut this deficit. Eads with it out top. Works against Daddy Lowe. Kicks over to Ashok at right wing. She works against Emmy. Now Eddie helps pick her up on a trap. Kicks cross court to Hayes. Hayes going to fire 3 wide of the mark. Rebound Addie Lowe. Lowe pushes ahead to Reeder. Reeder shot good. Pick it back up by 7. Coach Walker calling a timeout. Full timeout being called. Clay County had cut it down to 3. Now back out to 7. 57-50. 6:14 mark, fourth quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, video being presented tonight. Courtesy of Macon Trust, Clay County trailing by 7. Needing a bucket. 6 minutes left in this District 7A title game. Hayes with it. Baseline pass to Ashok. Never made it there. Kenny Reeder comes up with the steal. Pickett County looking to go up by 9, maybe even 10, depending on shot selection. Coach Smith puts on the brakes here, brings Lowe out top. Has it in her hands. She picks up the dribble, gives the sister Addie, now inside to Reeder, and a foul called on Hayes. I didn't see it, but I suppose it was there.
She's bodying on her pretty good, but
I don't think I can see the call. Maybe a hand in the back.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
It.
Didn't really extend. Maybe just had it rested there. But like you said, Thomas, I thought it could have been. Lacey Wicks checking back in. Her and Maddie Hayes both playing with 4 personals, if I heard the announcer correctly. Addie Lowe in the corner on the inbound. Gives to Nicholas at the wing. Now out top to Emmy. Emmy penetrates, kicks to Keesland. She fires a 3, no good. Hudson for the rebounds. Emmy Lowe, Pickett County, had the bounce on that one. Addie Lowe going to score. 59-50. 9 points the lead now. 5:15 left in this contest.
Clay County scoreless here in the fourth quarter so far, guys.
And we're 3 minutes into it. Not a good thing. Aegis floater, no good. Rebound Reader.
We can't get one to fall now.
Ooh. Pickett going to turn it over. Clay County to inbound. 4:58, mark of the fourth. Pickett 59. Clay 50. Biggest lead of the night for the Lady Bobcats. 9 points.
Got to think Clay County needs a bucket on this possession to get back in this one, Daniel.
Ashok, a step back jumper. No good. Wicks going to be Kyle Noah. Jump ball. Woo! Thought he was going to foul Wicks out on over the back.
Yeah, we've missed about four straight trips. Hadn't scored. Had good shots.
Yeah, and you take, you know, Clay County got by down by nine there at the end of the third quarter. Made a good run, cut it to three. They're going to have to do that again in the next possession.
Reader's three-pointer, no good. Rebound Hayes. Hayes to Ashok. Bella crosses the timeline. Going to drive into the paint. 10-foot floater, good.
Needed that.
Cuts it to seven. 59-52. Backcourt pressure now being used. Reader with it, gives back to Lowe. Lady Bobcats get across the timeline. Emmy Lowe inside. Kicks outside to Reader. Halfway through this fourth quarter. 4 minutes on the clock. Lowe across court to Keesland. Lady Bobcats just passing the perimeter. Nicholas inside. Daddy Lowe. Lowe scores. Just a nice play.
Yeah, what a look from Zoe Nicholas right there. The no-look bounce pass for the score.
Back to a nine-point game, 61-52. Clay County 0-2 against Pickett this year. Two of those eight losses for the Black, Purple, and Gold coming at the hands of the Lady Bobcats. Clay County to inbound after the foul from the sideline here. 3:40 left. Lady Dogs down by nine. Hayes, baseline pass to Ashok, shot, no good, rebound Addie Lowe. Addie gives to Emmy. Emmy pushes ahead, all the way in, kicks over to Keesling. Keesling, a 10-foot floater from baseline. Pick it up by 11 now.
Uh-oh.
And looking to go up by more as they take it away, and they do so. What a run for the Lady Bobcats. 65-52. Lady Bobcats behind a big flourish of momentum push their lead out to 13. We'll go to break here. Play one, then return.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship presented by Macon Bacon Trust. Pickett County outscored Clay County 12-2 to start the fourth quarter, guys, and build this big lead.
LAE knocks down a deep three. Brings it back to a 10-point game. Time getting short, though, under 3 minutes to play. As good as Pickett has been handling the ball here. Going to be a tough comeback. Addie Lowe out top, swings to Nicholas. Nicholas defended by Smith. Reader in the corner. Pete King not looking to score here, just looking to chew time. They'll take a layup, though, when they do. Coach Sims, during halftime, when it was tied up 33-33, we were discussing, and you kind of brought it up. You said, well, if you win, that's great. You win your third district title, and you always want to win. But if you do lose it, bracket-wise, for the region tournament, it's not that bad of a thing. May actually be better.
It really, it is. You know,
get you away from Pickett and Clark Range.
I go back to the year we won the state, you know, by beating Clark Range. We put them and Jackson County in the same bracket in the region, and
right,
we didn't have to worry about either one of them.
Exactly. Emil Lowe takes one away from Clay County and gets a bucket. So 69-55. 14 points the lead now. That shot going to come down and score as whistles blow.
I'm sure. I mean that championship game against Jackson County that year, I mean, I coached my butt, tried to coach my butt off the win,
sure,
you know, knowing it would probably hurt us if we did win, but, you know, we didn't win anyway, so I'm sure Matt's done the same thing.
Absolutely. Ashok misses the three-point play there. Gets the initial bucket. Buford going to be called for a foul. So we got a 12-point game, minute 57 left. Not insurmountable odds, but Pickett's such a good team. That's what makes it so hard. They're not going to make mistakes here.
You know, last year they blew up against us up there to give us a game, but I don't see them doing that anymore. I mean, they're a year older and more experienced now.
Yeah, they didn't lose a player. These teams met a year ago, and here is a mistake. Emmy Lowe called for the travel. 30-second timeout. We'll stay on here real quick. Of course, these teams met a year ago. Clay County had a big second-half push to...
if you remember, it's like a last minute and a half, a two-minute push. I mean, they
just
blew up.
Yeah.
You know, and got a technical or intentional foul or something on them. And, you know, we went from like nine down to six up there in a matter of no time or something. You know, it was unheard of almost. But, like I said, I don't think that's going to happen again.
No. And of course, Pickett County literally did not lose a player from that team.
No.
Clay County lost three starters from that squad.
We lost some really good players.
Right. Well, Bradley Burchett, a 1,300-point career scorer. Abby Head, another one. Easy held the other starters. So we replaced three starters.
Right.
They didn't replace anybody. So
that makes a difference, I'm telling you.
And, of course, you know, a 29-year veteran head coach in Brent Smith, that never hurts either.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. He does a good job.
Guys, bottom line here, though, we could still be looking at two state tournament teams on this floor right here. And, two of the better teams in the state, no doubt. I mean, this has been tooth and nail, a great game back and forth. Pickett County's going to come out on top, but two talented single-A girls teams.
Walden misfiring on a three-pointer there. Pickett County the rebound, minute and a half left. Emmy Lowe kicks to Nicholas. We'll have to foul here. They won't shoot unless it's a layup.
Yeah, I don't think Clay County will foul. I think they'll trap and do their best to get a steal, but, ticking down close to a minute here, Daniel.
Yeah, minute 10 and ticking. And this is a big one for Pickett. As I've said several times, they have not won this tournament since 2018. Clay County back-to-back tournament champs in District 7. They beat Red Wolven 2 years ago. They beat Pickett last year. This one meant a lot to this Lady Bobcat program. And
it does. And I tell you something to learn, you know. Got to interview Coach Smith at the coaches' meeting before this tournament started. He said it was only the third time since 1979 that they'd won the regular season title this year.
Yeah,
so,
I read that in the paper. That's surprising. Yeah.
And how many state titles? They've won a few there around the end of the 70s, won three in a row.
Well, they won 77, 78, 79, and 80.
And
they won in 89.
And we've talked about that with our program. You know, we have a state title more recently than a region title.
Right.
You know, that's just what you get into.
It just goes to show you how good girls basketball is around here, guys.
10 seconds left in this one. Pickett County, a well-deserved win tonight. Clay County going to end up dropping this on final score as the buzzer sounds. Going to be Pickett County 69, Clay County 57. We will be doing the Farm Bureau postgame show. They'll be presenting trophies here in a minute. We may cut this commercial break short to talk as they give all turn. We'll go have a break, though. Come back as soon as some of those awards start being handed out.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, teams have been presented their plaques and trophies. Hallie Buford has just been named to the all-tournament team. Bella Ashlock also has been named to the all-tournament team. And the senior, Maddie Hayes. So the big three, as we call them, seniors here for Clay County being named to the all-tournament team. This is the Farm Bureau postgame show. We'll be doing the Lady Dog wrap-up in just a minute. Sophomore Addie Lowe coming out, all tournament team member this year. Ella Kate Keesland as well. Junior Kelly Reeder coming out. I expect sophomore Zoe Nicholas to be next. And we'll be seeing junior point guard Emmy Lowe as the District 7A Tournament MVP. And she comes to take that hardware out now. She earned it tonight with a good contest against Clay County. Lady Dogs usually are able to contain her. So really for the first time in her career, she had a huge night here against Clay County. We'll talk more about that here in just a minute because we're going to get in to the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. So Clay County finishing the second place here in this District 7A tournament, 69-57, the final score. What a battle back and forth, guys.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, Pickett County ended up getting it in the end. But Clay County, What an effort from this Lady Dog team. Thought they came out and played inspired. They played hard from the get-go. They trailed by one at the end of the first quarter after being up by nine early on. They actually scored the first 9 points of this ballgame to take a 9-0 lead. Piggy County responded. And then Clay County again built a lead in the second quarter. They go up by as many as six, Daniel, and then Piggy County responds down the stretch to tie it at 33 at the break. Then we saw the same thing go on in the third quarter as Piggy County actually built a 9-point lead. And then the huge shots from Natalie Smith and Ella Eads to close out the third quarter, cut it to three, headed into the fourth. But it was all Piggy County there. They outscored Clay County 16-7 in the final frame, Coach, to claim this 12-point win. But again, we got to witness two of the better teams in Class A girls basketball, I think, tonight.
I think so. I agree with you. I thought we were, you know, really determined and focused on coming out and playing good, and I thought we did. I thought that was one of our better efforts this year against, of course, they're not as good as York, I don't think, but one of the better teams that we've played all year, no doubt. You know, we had three or four empty possessions there to start the fourth quarter, and they went down and scored, and that's basically the difference in the game, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, if we hit a couple of those, it may have went down to the wires and, you know, lose by 12, but that's not anything to be ashamed of, you know, against a team like that. And, you know, I keep going back to the year we won it. You know, Jackson County owned us, you know. I mean, and you never know what might happen in that one game if you get to play them at the right time, you know. So we just need to worry about the next game, you know. As the old saying goes, win in advance, you know, win the games you have to. And, you know, I said last week, you know, I'd be willing to go to Van Buren or wherever and play a sub-state game.
Sure.
Go to the state tournament. You know, I take our chances there. So we just need to, if we're going to be in the bracket with East Robertson now, which we've split with them, we just need to worry about getting past them and getting in that sub-state game, you know.
What I like the best about it, Coach, of course, third meeting with this team this year. Now, we lost to them before the first time we played, but we trailed in by 17 in that
one.
Of the three, this is the best contest we played.
We came out and played them, you know, toe-to-toe for three and a half quarters, basically. You know, but like I said, that first game, we got so far behind that we did make a run and cut it to two there with like 3 or 4 seconds left. But the other game, we never was in, you know.
No.
They just blowed us that game and which is up there, but I feel good about our chances, you know, in the region, you know, I really do.
What makes this Piggy County team so good, guys? Three in double figures again, but not three we're used to, or yet so far this season. Addie Lowe had 10, Callie Reeder had 14, Emmy Lowe goes off for a game high 31. Allie Aminette with 2, Zoe Nicholas held to 8, Ella Kate Keesland held to 4 points, and I told Daniel, and you have to say it over and over, that's why they're so good. They can beat you so many different ways.
You've got 6-7 players that can score. It makes it easy, you know. You can't concentrate on anybody, and I've had teams like that. You know, we were deep 5 and 6, you know, and everybody on the floor would hurt you, you know, if you didn't guard them. That makes it so much easier on the post. That's part of one reason that Maddie had such a good game tonight. They're having to step out there and guard people, you know. She's got one-on-one inside, you know. Good post, one-on-one post player. Ought to score about every time, you know. And, you know, Nicole Davis and Tia Icelock and Holly Wright, man, they didn't miss too many down there. They had one-on-one, you know. That's why we won a lot of ball games.
Right. No doubt. Same thing for Clay County. Good night from almost 4 in double figures. Led by Bella Ashlock's 18 points. Madison Hayes had 14. Hallie Buford and Ella East both with 9 here tonight. The freshman Natalie Smith, 2 big threes for 6 points. And then Jenna Thompson had a free throw for 1 point for Clay County. Just overall, a great championship ball game that we got to see, guys.
Yeah. This game and the first game, they look like two different levels of ball teams, you know.
Yeah.
But now Clark Range is on it, and Red Bull, they're both a whole lot better than they look tonight. You know, they were in slow motion. They didn't have the intensity that was in this game, you know.
That was the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Day Bog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us. Going to play about 1 minute of ads here. Come right back and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Live video tonight was presented by Macon Bank and Trust. A huge thanks to them. Going to go ahead now and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. Went with senior Bella Ashlock. Hey, Coach, congratulations. Went with senior Bella Ashlock. Just a great performance. Bella, one of those players that we've talked about a lot during her 4 years, a four-year starter, and she came out here early in this first quarter, really established herself. Of course, everybody has been trying to take Hallie away. Pickett did a good job defending Hallie tonight. Hallie worked hard for the points she got and had to have a void filled a little bit there, and Bella did a good job early and often of filling that void.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. And we know what all Bella Ashlock can do. It's not just about her scoring. You know, it's about her rebounding, her defense. She was guarding Emmy Lowe early on. And, you know, just one of those players that can pretty much do it all, Coach. And tonight she stepped up to be the leading scorer.
Yeah, and, you know, she has to be one of our main ball handlers. You know, that's highly important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't dribble the ball down the floor, you can't score. And she, her and Hallie both have to step in and help do that a lot. And, yeah, she just had a really good game. And, you know, I think she's improved as the years went. You know, I've talked about it before. You know, that condition with her legs or whatever, you know, that set her back 2 years almost. You know,
yeah.
She didn't play hard at all her sophomore year. Did toward the end. And then last year she was in and out of games. And then before she could, she would set out games. But now, you know, she played every second of the game tonight. You know, she has lately a lot, but you know, she'd been healthy. You know, I'd like to see, you know, how good she would be by now. You know, she's just a really good player.
I think that's a great point that Coach Sims brings out there that I don't think about a lot. Bella sometimes does play point guard for us, you know.
Yeah.
Brings it down more often than not, and does a lot of that. Seldom turns it over. Just, I guess I just expect her to be able to do it, but certainly not an easy thing. And she kind of makes it look easy sometimes.
So this team's different than my team. I always had a point guard, and they handle the ball, you know. And I don't, you know, our other girls are young, and can't hardly count on them sometimes. But, you know, Matt wants the ball in those seniors' hands, and I don't blame him. I would too, you know. But if he doesn't have a Melissa Webb or Sonya Smith or Deanna Dawson or somebody, you know, say, here, get the ball down the floor, you know.
Right.
If they're pressing, then, you know, we'll pass it. But, you know, one-on-one, you got to have somebody just get it down, you know.
Yeah, Bella Ashlock's one of those that does that. And just really impressed with her. She kind of saw that, hey, Hallie Buford is the game plan tonight, and I need to score the basketball. And,
right.
And she responded to that challenge with maybe a season high here tonight, 18 points.
Could be. She's been around that 20 mark. Bella, just a great performance here. She was tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So even though we was looking for a win tonight, Coach Sims highlighted it earlier, you know, some things are kind of gift-wrapped, and maybe this region tournament is. So it's going to be on our side of the bracket. It'll be, East Robertson will be the one from there. We'll be the two from our district. Then we'll see their three, which is Merle Hyde, and our four, which is Red Bull and Springs, will be on our side of the bracket. We'll not see Pickett or Clark Range until a region championship game. Next action for Clay County will be at Joe Sims Gym this coming Friday. Region quarterfinal action, probably a 7 o'clock tip. That's usually when those are.
Usually what they want you to
for
do.
The Lady Dogs.
Yeah, for the Lady Dogs, yeah, for the girls. Now, that's elimination basketball. You know, nothing taken for granted. We should be okay by 50 points in that one, but you can't never tell.
No, you can't, but you figure we ought to be all right.
Next broadcast for the Horizon Sports Network, less than 24 hours from now.
That's right.
Going to be a 6:30 tip here tomorrow night. Coach Edwards and the boys going to be playing Red Bull and Springs in the consolation game, and that's going to be a big one right there. Going to be a good contest. We split Red Bull in during regular season play, and I expect another close battle tomorrow night.
Yeah, all of these games here in District 7A, boys or girls, have been really good contests. We're seeing good crowds here. It's just good, entertaining basketball. It doesn't get a whole lot better than this district does.
That's right. It's always nerve-wracking if you're coaching, I'll tell you.
Even when you're broadcasting sometimes.
Yeah, not as bad as it was coaching.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. Appreciate Making Trust for providing the video. All our other sponsors as well. And, of course, you listeners. For Joe Sims and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.